we don't yet know how many kids didn't make it. And that's the biggest tragedy here. And that's why it's so important that we address this. We do it in a humane way, and we also do it in a very cost-effective way, because the president came out initially, said he needed $2 billion, and then overnight he said he needed $4 billion. We passed what we think is a good first step in addressing this issue, and I hope that the Senate can go back to town and take that up and get it to the president's desk.
I've already read reports that said this does not have any chance of passing the Senate.
And, you know, if we use the barometer of listening to the Senate saying they'll never support our bill, or listening to the president say that he'll veto everything we come up with, we'd never get the farm bill that we had, which is a great bipartisan effort. We would have never gotten a WERDA bill. We would have never gotten the VA fix that we just passed. We would have never gotten the extension of the federal transportation funding that we just passed, because many of those had veto threats, and the Senate on all of those said they'd never pass them on their own. So my challenge to the Senate, instead of complaining about what we did, because we actually stayed in Washington, we accomplished the task at hand, I would urge them to come back, take up our bill, or pass their own so that we can sit around a table and come up with a good common sense solution.
Is there anything the GOP can do now to help bring about a compromise on this immigration issue?
We just did. We just passed our version. So the bottom line is, in a divided government, in our constitutional republic, we did what the House was supposed to do, which is to pass our bill. Now it's up to the Senate to take that bill up or pass their own version so that we can begin the discussion on what that common sense solution looks like. I believe ours is a common sense solution.
I want to talk a couple minutes about the effort to sue President Obama. I mean, U.S. presidents, they've had some leeway in how to carry out laws passed by Congress, but why does the GOP see this lawsuit as necessary?
Well, it's about accountability. The president is basically skirting the law that he passed and signed into law, and not abiding by the law that Congress passed even long before I was there, before the Republicans even took over the House. This is his bill, and he is unilaterally saying to Washington, you know what? We don't need to follow the law. So it's about accountability. But let's take it a step further. This president stood up at the State of the Union and said that he was going to govern without Congress. He was going to govern without the House. And frankly, that means governing without the Democrat-controlled Senate, too. And he's doing that through the regulatory process. He's doing that through decisions that were the basis of this lawsuit. Now, suing the president, is that my first choice? No, it's not. I'll be honest with you, I would rather us be able to sit down and have a common sense discussion like we did when we passed the Farm Bill and other great pieces of legislation that were done on a bipartisan effort. But the president isn't engaged. He doesn't want to get engaged. He doesn't want to sit down and discuss those issues.
I wanted to ask you a bit about just being on the campaign trail. If you had one thing to say to somebody who just moved to your home district, I mean, what kind of message do you get out that, you know, send me back to Washington?
Well, the message is, first of all, I'm very humbled to be able to serve this district in Washington. I'm new to the process, and we've had some very good successes. But in a divided government, unfortunately, there's too much fighting. There's too much partisan bickering, and there's too much polarization. Washington is broken. We get that. I'm fighting to make Washington work for us.